This is a Tuesday morning. What do we do every Tuesday at this time? We head to the Dial a Doc program with FHN. And today, Executive Director of FHN Foundation, Tanya Thayer's back with us again. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
It's always great to talk to you. I know the FHN Festival of Trees is in season again this year, and the holiday gala going to be quite different, of course, than previous years. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, like so many other nonprofits this year, we are going virtual.
And tell us what's all going to be involved in a virtual gala.
Well, definitely not any on-site work, but we're really trying to still promote our mission and raise money and focus on what FHN does. So we're going to have a silent auction that will be available online the week of the gala. And then the night of the gala, which will be on Friday, November 20th from 7 to 8, we're going to have streaming through our website an event with some live footage and some tape footage where we're going to talk a little bit about what we're raising money for and about what we raised money last year. And we're going to have some other fun little surprises along the way.
All right, Festival of Trees, the big gala coming up. Now, when is the gala going to actually happen? Tell us about the timing.
Yep, it's going to be Friday, November 20th from 7 to 8. But we have these really cool gala boxes that all those who buy tickets will receive. And we're going to hand those out on Thursday and Friday before the gala. So during that 7 to 8 time, we can open the boxes, and there's going to be some beverages in there, some snacks, some treats and surprises. So we're hoping that people will go to the gala in their pajamas this year, sit down and enjoy some good treats, and watch online from 7 to 8 on Friday, November 20th.
Now, you're highlighting local support this year. Tell us about this.
Yes, well, we have named this year's gala the Virtual Ale. So when we think ale, we tend to think about our local breweries. So we have partnered with Generations, Wishful Acres, and Lena Brewing, and we're going to have craft beers in our little gala boxes that people can get. Lesman Catering is doing some delicious snacks and food that they're going to put in the boxes, and we've had some local sponsors who are also supporting us. So everyone who buys a ticket will get their box. We have a vegetarian option, and we have a non-alcoholic option as well. We have some craft root beer that will be available on that. So we're really trying to bring the local community together, support other local businesses, just like we ask for support, and still celebrate FHN and the Festival of Trees.
We're talking to Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, today on the Dial a Doc program. All right, Tanya, what are you actually raising funds for? Where are the funds going to support this year at FHN?
We developed a new fund this year. It's Emergency Preparedness. So we have found that, especially earlier this year, the personal protective equipment, the masks that we used to get for less than a dollar, we're now having to pay $6 and $7 each for. And then again, there's the challenge of even trying to access equipment. So the Emergency Preparedness Fund we'll have available so we can get that protective equipment for our staff. We've also found that we've needed to buy some more machines that help us with our ultraviolet cleaning. So we're going to use this money to help us in the future and in the current pandemic be best to serve our staff to keep them safe and in turn keep our patients safe.
I know that last year's efforts raised money for the FHN Crisis Stabilization Center. How did that go?
Wow, we really had great success with our Crisis Stabilization Center last year. Our goal was to raise $600,000, and we ended up raising over $800,000, which all gets spent because we still had to buy the supplies once we did the build-out for the Crisis Center. And there'll be a little sneak peek at our gala. We've done some advanced footage of the Crisis Center because it will be open during the time of the gala, so obviously we won't be able to have any cameras in there. But we've gone in and done some taping of the space. We interviewed some of our sponsors, and so there'll be some sneak previews of what the Crisis Stabilization Center will look like during that 7 to 8 hour time slot on November 20th.
All right. And again, give us just a brief overview of the Crisis Stabilization Center. What does it do?
It's a place for people to go who are experiencing a mental health or behavioral health crisis other than the emergency department. So often people are not physically ill but are struggling somehow mentally, and there really is nowhere else to send them. So they have been going to the emergency department, which with all the chaos that goes on in an emergency department is not a place for someone to get their medication tweaked or to wait until an inpatient bed is available in Elgin or Chicago or elsewhere. So this crisis center allows us to have a location in our family counseling center away from the hospital that's quiet and safe with a family room sort of environment where we can treat patients. Some might be there 12 hours or 24 hours just to get their medication adjusted. Some might be there a couple of days until they can be sent to an inpatient unit if that's what they need. But really for us, our hope is that they'll be able to connect with a local counselor or psychiatrist. They'll be able to still do group meetings with their families and interventions and really get on a plan, a course of action right away instead of spending. We've had people spend up to 3 to 4 days in our emergency department waiting to get the treatment they need, and now we can offer that within hours of them coming in our doors. Just the other day, we had 4 behavioral health patients in our emergency department, and that is not a healing environment for them.
Wow. Okay, let's get back to the gala now. How are participants now of this year's gala? How are they going to get their delicious gala foods and beverages?
We are going to have a pickup at the Burchard Hills Clinic. It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. both Thursday night and Friday night. So we're keeping it really close. We want the food and beverages to be as fresh as possible for them. So they'll be able to drive in, and there'll be a few of us out there to greet them, thank them for supporting our Emergency Preparedness Fund, and give them their snacks. Also, during the whole week, anyone who holds a ticket can go online and bid on some of our silent auction items. Great way to do some shopping. There are some fun little baskets put together that would make great gifts for others or possibly for oneself. People who don't participate in the gala but still want to bid online, anything that isn't bid up or won during the week will then be put online on Saturday. So there still will be other options too.
All right. Again, give us a reminder of the date coming up.
It's November 20th, at Friday, November 20th, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online right up until November 13th.
And there's many other FHN Festival of Trees activities that would be happening except for the pandemic. Can you tell us what is going to be happening this year?
Sure. Well, we have a slimmed-down version of the Festival of Trees this year, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, but we still will be doing our holiday tree lighting right out in front of FHN on Stevenson Street. That'll be Sunday, November 22nd at 5 p.m. We also will still have our Festival of Trees competition down at the Freeport Public Library, where different organizations, clubs, groups, schools, church groups can decorate a tree, and then we have some judges. We're going to still be doing our Luminari Night, which is going to be on Stevenson and Lincoln Boulevard, and that's Sunday, December 20th. We are also encouraging people to write a letter to Santa. We want the young people to know that Santa still wants to hear from them, even during a pandemic. So the library, along with our clinics, will be accepting letters to Santa. And then something new this year, we're going to be doing a virtual bingo on December 1st, and there's some details for that on the fhn.org/Festival of Trees website.
All right, sounds good. And in terms of any information, if folks want to find out, buy tickets, or more information about the gala, how can they do that again?
Yep, they can go to fhn.org, and right on our homepage is a big banner that says Virtue Ale, and it's got this cool little logo that looks like the top of a beer bottle. And they can click on that, and they can go in and read more information. They can buy tickets up until noon on November 13th, and then we can start the bidding right after that for the silent auction items.
All right, very good, Tanya. Always great to talk to you. Great information. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you. And by the way, we will accept checks in our office for those people who don't feel comfortable putting a credit card into the website. They're welcome to bring a check to our office. We'll be happy to register them for the silent auction.
Gotcha. Great. Talk to you again soon. All right, Tanya.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, here today. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.